Well, I think it's safe to say that Lauren Jackson is one of the world's best female basketballers of all time. She was the first Aussie player to be inducted into Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. It was a career that included four Olympic medals, two WNBA titles, three MVPs. She was a seven-time All-Star as well. But as we said earlier, Kane, the best often pay a price. And for Lauren, that has been a degenerative knee injury that not only cut her career short, but saw her living in pain along with some hip and back ailments as well. But she's found a solution. Lauren, hello. Welcome to SEN.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, we're well here. Thanks a lot for joining us. So you underwent countless surgeries while playing. And in fact, you've been pretty open about your battle with prescription medication. But how have you overcome it?
Oh, look, I mean, it's been a work in progress, but in the last couple of years, I had to go to the GP a couple of years ago, and I just had a discussion around my options because, you know, obviously when I retired, I was, you know, dead set keen on getting rid of all those medications from my system. And then, you know, wanting to live a healthy life with my kids and just be the best version of myself, obviously, the pain got a little bit too much for me. So I went and, I took that first step and had that conversation and was prescribed CBD oil and prescription medication. And it's definitely changed my life for sure. Like, there's no doubt.
So the medicinal cannabis was first raised by your GP. Is that right?
Well, I had a look at my options because I wanted to know what all of my options were because I needed to get off and stay off the harder, harsher kind of drugs. And, you know, I knew what they did to me during my career and, you know, obviously battling a lot of operations and dealing with pain and all sorts of weird and wonderful issues I had during my career. And, you know, it got to the point where I was, you know, not doing too much. The pain was sort of inhibiting me around the house with my kids and things like that. And so I really wanted to make a change. And so I'd go to the gym and then I wouldn't be able to move for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it was kind of hard for me to really do anything. So I had that conversation with people close to me as well as my GP. And I then was prescribed it. So, and look, I have to say it really has changed my life because I just feel like I'm very healthy. I'm strong. I'm recovering really well from the gym. I've been training a lot. I feel fit, you know, for first time in a very long time.
That's great. And I guess, what's the reaction? What was the reaction like at the time from others? Because particularly around the uneducated when it comes to this sort of stuff, and there's a lot we don't, well, a lot that I don't understand. I'll put my hand up. And there is a stigma with it. How was that first foray into it? How was it received?
Look, I come from a pretty traditional sort of family unit, and anything like this, you know, my mum and my dad kind of pricked their ears up. But look, I think the stigma's changing around medicinal cannabis, and the more it's talked about and the more they see on a current affair and in the news and things like that, the more they're starting to understand its benefits. And mum and dad were actually really open to it straight away. We had the conversation because I wanted to be open and honest with what I was doing. And look, they've been fully supportive. And I think, you know, if anyone was to ask them how they to sort of see me and how I've evolved over the last couple of years, I would be very honest about it and say that it has helped me. But look, like I said, I think the stigma's changing, and it was something that I was concerned about initially. But I think too, like I said, it's people, the more people talk about it, the more people discuss it, they understand the health benefits and how good it actually is. For some people, I'm not saying it works for everybody, but for me, it's been very, very beneficial in my day to day.
What advice would you give to other athletes, Lauren? Because we're very focused and single-minded, and you just try and get yourself up from week to week or game to game, and you do anything to get to that point. It sounds like you did that with prescription meds and painkillers during your playing days, but you often don't think about the long-term effects. What advice would you have for the current athlete?
Oh, look, I think it's really clear to me now, for me, like looking back on my career, and I think, see, at the moment I'm training pretty hard because my body feels good enough to be able to do it, which is awesome. But it's the way you take care of your body and the way that you take care of your intake, so your food, like how much alcohol you're drinking. Obviously, you want to stay away from that. But it is actually like the whole picture. It's not just focusing on the gym or just getting up shots or kicking a ball or whatever. It's literally every single thing you do is going to contribute to the way that you recover and the way that your body you know, is when you get older. And I think those were the things that I didn't focus on when I was young. When I was young, I was like, you know what? I'm going out there to play. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to have the time of my life. And I did, you know, I absolutely did. But, you know, obviously that ended my career pretty quickly.
Was there any, do you think, I mean, negligence from the medical professionals, or were they too lax in handing out painkillers and things like that? We've seen stories over the past, and is there any fault there, do you think? And can doctors be a little bit more cautious with how they treat injured patients and sports people?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a different sort of kettle of fish for kettle of fish. I don't even know what I was saying then, but it's different for female athletes because you're playing in like 3 or 4 teams a year. So all of a sudden you've got different cultures, different countries, different medications, different doctors, different everything. So there's no consistency with your treatment, and it's really difficult. And as much as I would absolutely say there's no negligence at all. I think for me personally, it was just, I was in a routine, I was all over the world, and I was just trying to get by, you know, and I think that's something that female athletes need to be careful of. And I think there is more education about it now. There's like, absolutely, I think that they sort of see it happening, and there's more education around prescription medication, and the way that they're taking care of their bodies now is much different to how I did when I was playing. So I think that, you know, it's part of this, you know, ecosystem where people sort of learn from the past and get better moving forward.
So you're now part of the Sports Advisory Board run by the Melbourne-based sports medicine company Levin Group, who we've spoken about a little bit on this program, actually, a number of times. Since you've been an advocate for this, how many others have come out and said that this has made a dramatic impact on their lives as well?
Oh, gosh, I really don't know. Like, to be honest, I'm just telling my story, you know, and working with Levin has been fantastic because they're putting so much effort into the research aspect of it and making sure that, you know, through the trials and everything, that they're able to really show the results. And it's pretty awesome, the work that they're doing to make this happen. So I'm not 100% sure. Honestly, I'm just telling my story with it. And like I said before, I think part of reducing the stigma and helping people get the treatment that they need is by actually talking about it and discussing the benefits of it. So, you know, that's sort of where I'm at.
A few other well-known sporting identities on that board as well. Alistair Clarkson, Damien Oliver. I think Damien Hardwick's invested in Levin Health as well, which obviously is directed by Mark Brayshaw. So you're loving life again, Lauren. You're a mum to two little boys, and they're only going to get harder to catch from here, aren't they? So you've got to be mobile.
That's right. Yeah, no, that's, you know, part of my health kick at the moment, I think. It's just making sure that I can keep up with those two. And, you know, my two-year-old weighs about 50 kilos already. I'm in for a big one with these two, let me tell you.
And are you back on the court a little bit as well? I mean, would you have ever imagined that prior to this?
No way. I honestly, I've been training and, you know, the idea of getting back out on the court again and at whatever level is definitely on my mind. It's something that I want to do. And the way that things are sort of progressing, I feel like, you know, it's not out of the question. So, you know, I'm recovering so much better than I ever have. But again, like I was talking about before, I'm in such a different headspace. You know, I am a mum. So, you know, my goal and my motivation is to make sure that I'm fit and healthy for my kids. So, and being the best version of myself that I can be. So I'm a great example to them. So it's a little bit different. So if I did get back out on the court, you know, my motivation's very different. My mentality will be very different. And I just want to enjoy my life and live it to the fullest.
Jeez, so. you get a shock, wouldn't you, Kane, if you rock up to Wednesday night hoops at 5:30 and Lauren Jackson's on the
teach you a lesson.
Hey, but no pressure, of course, Lauren, because your kids do whatever they want to do in life. But am I right in saying your oldest has actually taken up the game?
Yeah, he's in. He's already playing Aussie hoops here in Albury, and yeah, he loves it. The kids have got a little basketball court out the back, and you know, they're pretty active kids. They're in the pool, they're on the court, they're, you know, riding their scooters. They're just normal kids, but they're just everywhere and doing everything. So it's fun.
And be honest, are you one of those mums there at the Albury Sports Complex at Aussie Hoops hooting and hollering when a young fella does something well?
Oh, I'm terrible. I always thought I would be the best, and to sit back and be quiet like my parents were and just be sort of silently judgmental. But I am not silently judgmental, and I have to, like, actually rein myself in occasionally. It's a bit embarrassing, actually.
It's brilliant. We're so glad that life's turned around for the better for you. I mean, sad to see that and hear that you were, and reading about the level of pain you're in the latter stages of your career and in retirement. But well done on turning it all around, and you've got an important role to play now as an advocate on the Sport Advisory Board. Thanks for joining us, Lauren.
Thank you very much.